Greetings and welcome to Cinema Chat. David Fair is away from the station for a few days, hopefully enjoying a break. I'm Michael Jewett from 89.1 Jazz and Blues Time. My honor and pleasure to be sitting in for David and to be sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan Theater, the man that Cinema Chat is all about, Russ Collins. Hello, how are you?
Good. It's always good to be doing Cinema Chat with someone who's really passionate about movies. So
I tell you, this is
an honor, Michael.
This has been the recent highlight of my many years in radio, just to be able to talk movies with one of the most respect. I just have nothing but admiration and respect and just love for everything you do at the Michigan Theater and everything in, you know, our area for the culture for movies and whatnot. So great to be here.
Feelings mutual. A couple of river rats.
Which we'll get to maybe a little later, because there's a connection to another high school in our area. Big weekend at the movies, of course. With the Oscars and a historic win.
Absolutely. Parasite won 4 Academy Awards, including Best, what used to be Foreign Language Film, International Feature, and Best Picture and Best Director.
Which is huge.
It is. We were asked
the trivia question, has there ever been a film to win Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Screenplay, that triple crown, but not get an acting nomination? And we don't.
I'm not that kind of a trivia expert.
I'm going to research that. But I think this may be the only time that ever happened.
It could be. But you, from the beginning, were a big fan of this movie, and you pegged it right from the beginning.
Well, you know, going in, I saw Parasite at the State with a packed house, and it was a great, great experience just to. To be in the movie is very complex, very timely, deals with some very important issues, but it's all very, very funny movie.
It's Hitchcockian.
It has like this suspense and also this real, it has such a beautiful, poignant ending too. So it's a really, really emotional, rich experience. So it's just going to a theater and experiencing something so complex and wonderful and creative with a crowd of, being in that audience is a great, great experience. You know, I saw it, started getting these accolades, and I just, you know, this is really the movie of the year. We should probably also mention that the acclaimed Sam Mendes film 1917 looked like it's just going to clean up at the awards.
It was supposed to win like 6 different awards.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, it did all right. You know, Golden Globes, the Producers Guild, of course, no surprise it wins.
Sam Mendes is doing just fine.
Yeah, and he's got, you know, he's made a Knight, so
yeah,
he's had a pretty good year. Just didn't win an Oscar, but Bong Joon-ho, this is really a breakthrough for him as a creator for international cinema, for Korean cinema.
Korea has a really wonderful film industry and aesthetic, and I don't think there's ever been a Korean film nominated for Best International Picture, formerly Best Foreign Language Film,
really?
Which is weird because they've had a really strong film aesthetic in Korea for a long, long time. So anyway, this is good news all the way around. So if you haven't seen Parasite, go check it out. And we've got a black and white version. So Bong Joon-ho, the director, wanted to release it in black and white, which makes it even more like a Hitchcock film. And after it had done some business, they said, okay, well, you can re-art direct it and do all the digital things that need to be done to turn it into the black and white film that you want it to be. So we've got both the color and a black and white version of Parasite playing at the State Theater, so you can go check it out.
This must see.
The Academy Awards, people were very happy with the way it turned out. The film geek world was very happy that Bong Joon-ho and Parasite won. The viewership was down quite a bit, and
I wonder if this is kind of like award show fatigue. I don't know that that's actually a barometer of quality.
Right.
I thought the film, you can talk about, you know, what films may have been overlooked or whatnot, maybe snubbed, whatnot, but I think it's a really interesting mix of all sorts of different narratives and everything.
That's true.
Yeah, so, and this, I think, has been the case the past few years, so I don't think the viewership numbers, which that show, well, I'll let them figure it out.
Figure it out.
But in terms of going to the theater and whatnot, and what the nominated films the past few years, I think it's a
It was a good year.
It's a great time to go see some movies.
And the winner of Best Documentary, which we're actually opening on Friday, and it's going to play for a week, American Factory, is I saw it at Sundance. It's a great, great film, and you should go check it out on the big screen, because it's really – and it's so pertinent for our particular state. Mm-hmm. It's about a car manufacturer, a former GM plant that's turned into a Chinese glass manufacturing plant, glass for automobiles, and really, really interesting. Very well done film. And it was produced by the Obamas.
That's a big breakthrough for them as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Yeah, so. Well, we've got our direct from Sundance screenings coming up here on the 26th and 27th of this month. The Last Shift, which stars Richard Jenkins, who's a great, great character actor, in a film that was written and directed by Andrew Cohn, who's a Pioneer High School graduate.
Yeah.
He's made documentary films. He's done a lot of screenwriting. He worked with Davey Rothbart on the Found magazine, founding of that. And it's set in Albion, Michigan. So go check it out. The Last Shift is going to play on the 26th of February. Tickets available in advance. We've already sold about half the house. So, you know, go check it out. And that's the 1,600-seat Michigan Theater. And then Dinner in America is another Sundance film that we're bringing on the 27th. And that was shot and made in Detroit. It's got a breakthrough performance by Kyle Gallner, who plays the lead character. And it's kind of a punk, because there's some really tough stuff to watch, but dramatically important. But it's kind of a punk Napoleon Dynamite with little traces of Repo Man and other kind of odd, strange films.
I love the Michigan connections. These are both on my must-see list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Direct from Sundance. Yeah.
And then just to feed the heart, we have our Valentine's Day film that we do every year. It's free for Michigan Theater members, but anyone can come to the film. It's going to be at 7:30, the Michigan Theater. Member reception is 5:30 to 6:30, and the film that we're playing is Titanic. What's more romantic than that? Just like Romeo and Juliet.
Okay. True confession. I have never seen the movie.
Well,
isn't that terrible? It's like one of those popular things. I've seen bits of it. I know how it ends.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, the boat sinks. It's like Romeo and Juliet,
that's
you know?
Anyway.
Opening this week, we have Downhill, which is actually based
on
a...
funny. I saw the trailer. It looks funny.
Yeah, it's based on a Swedish film called Force Majeure. The kind of underlying seriousness about, did this father run away from his family to save himself instead of, you know, working with the mom and the kids to save the family? Now, it all turns out okay. Ruben Östlund's original film, everything turned out okay. But this has a very American twist to it with Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus playing
some
the
talent,
couple.
Some talent there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then American Factory, as I said, is also opening on Friday. Great documentary film about this transition of a plant. So we've got some really great stuff coming up. We've got some anime, Princess Mononoke.
You're really I tell you, you guys are hitting it out of the park with anime.
Yeah.
My anime fans are just loving all this, the new stuff in a continuing film as well.
Yeah, and that's a classic one. That's going to be Friday at 9:30. We have Korean Cinema Now series, and we're the Michigan home for Korean cinema. We've been working with the NAM Center for years and years and years, and Goodbye My Love, North Core is the name of the film that's playing on Saturday at 1 o'clock. That's a free screening, as we always do. And then we've got a Jim Jarmusch retrospective going, we got Gimme Danger playing on the 18th, and then Only Lovers Left Alive on the 25th.
Gimme Danger is about the great one of the greatest, the greatest rock band out of the Ann Arbor, Detroit area, the Stooges.
Stooges.
Takes its title from a great Iggy record. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a fantastic. I've seen this already. So
go check it out. And Jim Jarmusch was here last week on Tuesday, so that was cool. And then Tokyo Drifter is part of our Michigan Center for Japanese Studies, again, a University of Michigan program. That's going to be Thursday at 7:30. And then if you haven't seen the Oscar-nominated shorts, go check it out. They're always great. If you haven't seen Clemency, which is this Alfre Woodard film that won the Grand Jury Prize at Sundance in 2019, go check it out. Weathering With You is one of those anime films. It's a contemporary one that's currently currently playing. We still have 1917, Jojo Rabbit, if you haven't seen those, and Parasite, both in color and black and white. And opening at the multiplex is The Photograph, which is a romantic film, perfect for the Valentine's holiday.
I'm a big fan of the actor Lakeith Stanfield, so who's probably maybe best known for the television series Atlanta. So uh-huh. See him as a romantic lead. I'm kind of interesting to see
great actor
how that will go. So yeah, maybe a breakthrough work for Lakeith Stanfield. Looking forward to that.
Sonic the Hedgehog and Fantasy Island, the Blumhouse spin on that particular TV show. Sonic the Hedgehog is played by James Marsden, and the evil Robotnik, Dr. Robotnik, is played by Jim Carrey. So that's an animation kind of thing. Go check it out.
I did want to mention that still in theaters, Bird of Prey did not really knock it out of the park in terms of the box office.
Yeah, it got pretty good reviews.
But it's got great word of mouth, good review. Margot Robbie starring, so you got some real talent. She handpicked the director, Kathy Yan. So
yep.
Hopefully that'll kind of warm up as well. Looking forward. The first of four movies directed by women featuring female leads or female-led ensembles. So on the comic book film this year, front this film this year. So you definitely want to stay on top of that. Russ Collins, a pleasure.
Oh, Michael, it is good as usual to sit there and talk about movies with you.
The other guy, David Fair, away on vacation. He will be back next week for Cinema Chat. Always a pleasure. Cinema Chat, a production of 89.1 WEMU, and our friends at the Michigan Theater. Thank you.
Thank you.